अदरक ने, अदरक ने, अदरक ने।
One of the companions of Imam Jawad alayhi salam narrates that the Imam said, "The Imam after me is my son Ali. His authority is my authority. His word is my word. Obedience to him is obedience to me. The Imam after him is his son Hassan. His authority is his father's authority. His word is his father's word. Obedience to him is obedience to his father." Then the Imam went silent. The companion asked, "O son of the Prophet, Yabna Rasulillah, who is the Imam after Hassan?" The ninth Imam wept profusely and said, "Indeed, after Hassan is his son, the Qa'im, the awaited one." Dawood ibn Qasim al-Ja'fari narrates that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam said, "My successor is Hassan, but what will your state be during the time of the successor of my successor?" Dawood al-Ja'fari responded, "Why so? May Allah sacrifice me for your sake." "Because you will not see him," said the Imam, "and it will not be permissible for you to mention him by name." Dawood asked, "How then should we mention him?" The Imam replied, "Say, the divine proof from the progeny of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam." A group of Shias, including Ali ibn Bilal, Ahmad ibn Hilal, Muhammad ibn Muawiyah, ibn Hakim, Hassan ibn Ayyub ibn Nuh, all narrated that they were present at the house of the 11th Imam in a group of 40 people. The Imam called upon Uthman ibn Sa'id al-Amri, who immediately stood up. The Imam told them, "Should I tell you why you have come to me?" They all asked, "Yes, please tell us." The Imam responded, "Have you come to ask about the one who will be the divine proof after me?" The companion said, "Yes." Suddenly, a boy appeared as though he was a piece of the moon. He resembled his father, Abu Muhammad. The Imam then said, "This is your Imam after me and my successor over you. Obey him. And do not differ amongst yourselves after me, otherwise you will perish. You will not see him again after today until he completes his age. So accept whatever Uthman says, seek his counsel in your affairs, and accept whatever he says, because he will be the representative of your Imam." What has been mentioned is just the tip of the iceberg. There are countless other narrations recorded in our books of hadith where the Holy Prophet and the Imams prophesied the birth of the Mahdi, the son of Hassan al-Askari, the 12th of the 12 holy Imams. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon all of them.